We are learning Mesechtes Shvuas Daf Lamed Tesam Aleph. We are starting the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesam Beis. Torah Baron Shvuas Hadayonim Af Hibul Shonin Emro. Shvuas Hadayonim can be said in any language you want. Like Rashi says, B'choloshin Shumavim Boy Af Hibul Shonin Emro. Oimim Loi, and you tell him when a guy makes a Shvuas Hadayonim, you scare him a little bit. You say, Have you idea? Shekolo Oilam Kuloi Nizdazeya B'shoshom Akaris Baruch Hu B'Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Sinai in the Seres HaDibros, like, Sisa es Shem HaShem Elokech LaShav, the whole world shook. So be careful before you make a Shvua Shekem. And we tell him also, V'chal HaVeirus, V'tayrin HaMehem V'nakei, all the Torahs, all the HaVeirus in the Torah, there's an option of Tshuva. It says V'nakei. V'kan Nema Lo Yenakei. It says in the Pasuk, Sisa es Shem HaShem Elokech LaShav, Ki Lo Yenakei HaShem, Eisa Shisa es Shmai LaShav. That Hashem will not purify someone who does the Aveira of Shvua Sheker. B'chol Aveira should return from a menu, only all Aveiras, he's the only one who gets Einish. V'kan, but here, mi menu mishpachtoi. Not only does he cause a Einish to himself, a punishment to himself, he also causes a punishment to his family. She never says in the Pasuk, Al titein espicha lachti es b'sarecha. Don't let your mouth be chayto your b'sarecha. Who's your b'sarecha? Who's your flesh? It says that your craving are called mibsaracha. And here it says, Altinas picha, don't let your shua sheker because of einish to your family. Another thing about shua sheker, from men who they pay up only from him. And it's mishpacha, like we just said, here, not only does it cause punishment to himself, it causes punishment to the entire world when he makes shua sheker. Shem says in the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Hoshea. It says, if someone did averus of Oloi, v'kachesh, v'roitzoyach, v'gonav, v'noyev, and then it says, next pasuk, that what happens? That Al-Kain, te'ovel ha'oretz, v'umlak ha'yushaba, v'chayis ha'soda. So it says in the pasuk, that because of that, te'aval ha'oretz, v'umlak ha'yushaba, all the people of the world will have averus. So you see, al t'shvua, that's what happens. And Abara just interjects with a kasha. Ve'ima, this pasuk that we read, it doesn't say just Shua, it says Olay, Ve'kachesh, Ve'retzoyach, Ve'gonev. How do you know it's because of the Shua Sheka? Ve'ima ad ovad lulukulu. Maybe it's when you do all these averis. Lo yisakadach. So it says a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it says there, Mepnei Ola Ochla Ovla Oret. Because of Ola Ovla Oret, that because of the Ola, that's why the land is in Avelus. This is that pasuk in Hosea that says that it causes destruction for the entire world when he makes a Shuvah Shekem. Another thing about Shuvah Shekem is all Avelus, Hashem gives you a chance to have a kapara, two or three days before he brings a punishment. From menu la'altar. Here, Hashem punishes the one who makes a Shuvah Shekem la'altar. Shem says in the pasuk, It says that, well, Mars explained, every word is pasuk. Hoitzisia means la'altar. Hashem will take you out la'altar and punish you la'altar. Uba beis haganov, what's that referring to? It's not regular ganov. He goes to his friend and he says, you know, you owe me money. And you know the guy does not owe you money. And you cause it to make a shua. And that shua, even though it's shua is MS, but you make a shua as chinam, shua as shop. And also someone who makes a shua as sheker, then this shvuos, which cause oinshim, are lona v'seich beisoy, v'chilata is etz v'zavonav. It destroys the stones and wood of your house. Water or ash cannot ruin any stone. Still, Shvua Sheker Mechala Yisam. Shvua Sheker does destroy them. So this is what we tell them. We tell them all these different things about Shvua Sheker. First of all, there's Lo Yenaka. Number two, it causes the Mishpacha Oynish. Number three, it causes the whole world Oynish. And number four, it happens La'alter. So this already scares him enough. Im Oimer Eini Nishbar, he says, okay, no, I'm not going to swear. Poitres Miyad, which means Miyad means you take him out of bezin right away. Okay, we finish. You make, if you want to pay, you don't want to make sure, okay, leave. Leave it, it won't change his mind.
And he has to pay.
He has to pay, of course. and you don't want to change his mind. So, that's the best thing to do. Even though it seems like, even though you have a shvuah, you're in the right. It's better not to make a shvuah. Shvuah is a tricky thing. Don't make a shvuah. They say this lashon, let's move away from these rishaim. They call rishaim to make a shvuah. And why they're both called rishaim, we'll see in the Gemara on base. When they make him make a shvuah, I'm lo, I have ideas, you know. I'm not doing it on your das. It's going with the das. We'll see on the Gemara on base, we'll come with love, okay? Shekain, Metzira Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishashbiya Yisrael, when the Mashbiya Klai Yisrael to do the mitzvahs, Omel Hem Du'u, Shaloy Al Da'itichem Onu Ani Mashbiya Yisrael. I'm not doing this Shua with your Das in mind, the way you think about it, the way you think he's saying it. It goes with my Das. Al Das HaMokoyim, and Akarish Baruch Hu's Das, Val Da'iti and my Das. Nemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Veloy Itichem Levadichem Anoich Kuris Sabris Azois, Zol Azois, and it says lo yitchem levatchem. It's not with your own das. It's das hamokem and daiti. And it says in the pasuk vaitem that I'm making the shua not only with you but with everyone in all the dairies. Ki es asher yeshtoy poi and es asher nenu poi. Only ela oisim ma'ind ma'asinai dairies abam megerim asid maskarim nine. How do you know the dairies abam and the gerim asid the maskai? How do they also part of the shua? Tamalei mar ve'es asher nenu poi. We only see that there's a shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbia them to keep the mitzvahs that we got from Har Sinai. What about mitzvahs hasidin leschadish going like mitzvahs the rabbanon that are going to be mischadish? How do you know you also have the shvua of Allah of Har Sinai on that? Kegoin mikra megillah menayin tamblem kimu vekiblu kimu mashu kiblu kvar. It says there kayim what you already makabel in Har Sinai.
What are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
He was
make a shua, but it's not so possible. This is part. The part of coming to a bezdin, usually it takes two to make a fight, unless the guy is mamish, like a complete rasha. A lot of times, you know, you should have paid him the half right away. Not go to bezdin. Went to bezdin. He didn't wait the half. He got scared. A lot of times you go into bezdin already. That's the way it works today. We land them in court. It's not. If we were willing to pay right away something, they wouldn't land them in court. Land them in court because someone's not behaving. So echanami. They got to this point. You should not get to this point. Bezdin is true, but that's the way it is. And say Rashi already says that poito is miyad because they mash my sakan shlo yachzim boy. You should not back out. V'akein yishalim miyad shkilo bezdin. Rashi says you should pay right away. V'akein yishalim miyad shkilo bezdin. You have to pay right away. You can't. The whole taisa about this. That the Rishayim talk about the whole sugya here, but I in taisvis. That says v'hadam reading Rishon Mafkid Amar reading Mishal Mechayzer v'Amar reading Mishal Ma'au. The shali is dikam Mechayzer. I in taisvis. But like upon him, we're going Rashi's pshat. We don't have time for this long taisvis. But in any case, the you right away leave bezdin and you pay because it's better not to make a shua. Now we'll go back and explain this entire brisa now. Ad kana brisa. I'm going to go back and explain the brisa. The brisa started off with ma would afhi v'shoyin emra. We already touched it. Was the word going to ask? My afhi v'shoyin emra. What does it mean that shvuas hadayonim afhi v'shoyin emra? So the Gemara says, because the Torah went to the Mishnah, Eilu Nemorim B'chol Lashon. It's the Mishnah in Masechta Soita. It says, Eilu Nemorim B'chol Lashon. These are following parashas can be said in every Lashon parasha. Soita, Vida Maisa. Vida Maisa is after 3 years, right before Pesach, you go and you say, I gave all my Maisa. Kriya Shema, V'tfila, Berichas HaMazon, V'shvuas HaEidos, V'shvuas HaVakadon. V'komanami, Shvuas HaDiyonim. And this price is also Shvuas HaDiyonim as well. Shvuas Yom also can be said b'chol lashon. Af hi b'lashon and emra can be said in every lashon, even your own mother tongue. Zot Gemara Vayit said in the Brayso Omar Oymul Lehavideyas Kolam Kulanu Zdazeya B'Shah Hashem Akar Volis Hashem Hashem Akar Choshov. It says the whole world shook when Hashem said the pasuk Lo Sisa Es Shem Hashem Akar Choshov. My time O Ile Mushem Desiav B'Sinai Es Adibris No B'Sinai. Why did the world shake? Because these are one of the Aseres Adibris. So why dafka for this one? Esther dibris namis yav. There were Esther dibris. The world should have shook by all the dibris. Sounds like it only shook by this pasuk of Asisa Hashem Hashem Akach Lashav. So I'm going to say, Shum de Chamira, because it's Chumra, like the Gemara is going to explain what the Chumra is, has to do what we learned in the Braisa, that special Chumra, that's where the world shook. Not because it was said in Sinai, other mitzvahs were said in Sinai, other dibras were said in Sinai. But here the world shook. Now, why did the world shake Dafka by this pasuk? What's like at the Oimek HaDavah? We're bringing Raya, so we say why, what the Chumra is. But Zokhtamar Shah, whom of Vuyer, Shashmoy Shah Yisparach HaGadol, who Kiyumai Shal Oilam, the Yisoyde Shibai Bara Oilamais. So the pasuk says, "Kibekah Hashem tzur elamim." V'zlezeh amasi shemayla shav who matish koyach mamayu shemayla. He's saying that since the whole world was created and the whole kiyum of the world is with the shem Hashem, so if someone makes a shvua of shem Hashem, it makes the whole world shake because you're actually playing around with the yisoidus, with the foundation of the world. So now the question is, what is the chumra? Micha mira? It's more chumra. This is the most chumra the gaver in the world. You tell me that's the most chumra. Matanan, we learned. We went to Masechtas Yuma, Samagaris Vatanya. Elohein, kalos. The following averis are called kalos, a lighter averis. Asay veloisasa, chutz meloisisa. A regular asay veloisasa is avera kala, besides veloisisa. What are the chamurois? Chamurois are krisos and mises bezdin. The ones that are chayav karas mises bezdin. Viloisisa imaim. Boy, what do you see? That loisisa is not the most chamur. It's the same level as a chayav krisos mises bezdin. It's pretty bad. But it's not more chamur than krisos mises bezdin. So why did the world only shake by loisisa? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Tony time of, like it says in the Brayso, the reason. Chalaveri shivatayr nemra ben venake. All other averis has the option of a nake to do tshuva. V'kam nema lo yinake Hashem will not clean you. Even if you do tshuva, you'll get, maybe you won't get an oinish, but lo yinake, you'll never get completely clean. Right? The Gemara doesn't say lo yinake v'al averis. First the pasuk. V'al averis v'tarik lo yinake v'al yinake v'al chsiv. It says in the pasuk, there's a pasuk we say all the time, we lay it on a tainis, and we have it every year parash. Sisa says in the pasuk, Noitze chesel alof, and noitze avoy vafesha vachato vinake, lo yinake. So it says, klar lo yinake on all averis. So I was saying, tzdafka, shvua shav. And for the Gemara, no, there, whom a boiler like Rabbi Loza. The Tanya was like, Mary, you have shlom vinake, you can't say vinake, it's karno vinake, it won't be clean. You have shlom vinake, it's karno vinake, okay, it's a vinake, ulu shavim, there's a kaparov and a clean, and becomes clean. L'shavim, people do tshuva, v'nakei l'shen shavim. Does not work for ein shavim. So the nafka mina is like this. Here, even l'shavim lo yinake without a oynish. Which means that when it comes to shvua shav, lo yinake. What does lo yinake mean? Even if you do tshuva, it'll be lo yinake. Now it is possible, smashim Rashi, to have a point where you will be clean if you get a punishment. Like Rashi says, the second to bottom Rashi, v'nakei l'shavim v'kam, but by shvua shav, Af l'shavin lo yinake b'loy peroyin. You'll not get a niku without peroyin, without the oynish. I'm going to go further in the Braisa, explaining different parts of the Braisa where it says the chaymer of a shua sheka or a shua shav. Kol averus shevatayr nefrom imenu. All averus, he gets the oynish. V'kav imenu mishpachta. Here, he and his mishpachta get oynish. Is that true that only by shua sheka you have that? Kol averus shevatayr mishpachta le'iloy. V'chsev says in the pasuk. This pasuk is by the moilich. By it's shava, it's a desaro, it's a different avera, but the avera, terrible avera of Moloch. So it says in the pasuk, "V'samti ani es panei b'shu v'mishpachtoi." V'tanya l'tanya b'rais. What does it mean of mishpachtoi? I'm Shimon. If he did avera, what did his family do wrong? Loi melach en l'cham mishpachas v'muches. Any mishpachta that has in the tax collector, that there's no mishpachta that has a tax collector. She ain't kula muchsim. They all cover for him, and they all are considered tax collectors. V'shiyesh v'listim. If someone's family is a robber, she ain't kula listim. They're all ganavim. V'shem echav melav because they watch over him. So what do you see? You see that there are all averus that have mishpachti also. It's not exclusive to shvua sheker. And for the Gemara, hasam bedina achrina. There, they don't get the same oynish as the one who did the averu himself. Masha ain't came by shvua sheker. The family gets the same oynish as him. Hacha bedina didei. Here it's in his din. Ketayin luten abraisa regarding the pasuk by Moilich. Rabbi Eimer says in the pasuk v'chrati oisoi. That he'll get something as pone but is who from mishpachta vechrati oisoy ves kol hazoyin amachrov this is achrei moilch mekar v'amam. So he dash and vechrati oisoy matam aloyim alfish nam v'samti ani is pone but is ponei yoch kol mishpach kul bekaris made the whole mishpach gets cars also tam aloyim ar oisoy bi kares v'loy kol mishpach kul bekaris only he gets cars not his whole mishpach but by comes to a sheker the people, the family get the same exact pranius like him, and not in a lighter pranius. By all the averus, they get pranius, but a lighter one. Masha'inkein, by Shua Sheker, they get the same exact level pranius as the person himself. It says, Vait in the Brayso, well, averus should return from menu, become menu, come kula. Here, the whole world suffers because of this avera. The next parenthesis is a Gemara before that we learned already. We'll read it fast again. Shnei Allah v'kachesh v'ksiv alkein te'avil la'aretz ve'imad avakulu ve'ivu all of it. Lo yisagadam v'ksiv v'pnei Allah of la'aretz. So afraid the Gemara v'chol averus shebetayro kolayim loy. It only shua sheker caused the whole world to be destroyed. No Allah averus v'achiv says in pasuk v'kashlu ishba'achiv ishba'vaynachiv. Melamet shekoy saw ravim zelazeh. The whole klai yisrael is taka ravim zelazeh, and they all get the oynis for the other person. They all are ravens all as that. And the Gemara on top on base. Hasam shiyesh b'olam limchais. That's the only time the rest of the oylam gets the oynish, only if they could be meicha. V'lemichu. But here, even if they have no power to be meicha, but Shua Shai causes destruction for the whole world, even if they couldn't stop it.
Why the two categories
of the Shvachah? We'll see in the Gemara in a second. I'm going to tell you the different levels. Ma'ika bei Rishom de Mishpachta Rishom Dama. Mama, it's your question. Rishom, we're calling the people who are not being meichel, let's say. Rishom de Mishpachta, what's the difference? They're both getting ancient. What is the difference? And bein tzadikim de Mishpachta Tzadikim Dama, which just means really, it means to ask on the Shua Sheker, which we're calling them tzadikim, and they, because they didn't do anything wrong. So what's the difference between the Mishpacha and the world, the Gabe Shua Sheker, the tzadikim? So the Gemara explains like this. Who b'shara averus? By all the averus, not Shua Sheker, he gets bedina, he gets the oynish that he deserves. V'risham de mishpachta bedin chomer. The family, the risham who were meicher, get a din chomer. They don't get his din, they get a din chomer. V'risham de amav din akal. They get a lighter punishment. V'risham de amav. Tzadiki de hacha v'hacha patiri. But the both tzadikim who didn't do anything wrong by shara averus are patik el gamri. Gabi shvua, everything moves up a step. Gabi Shvua, who v'risham de mishpachtoi bedine. They get the din of his din. V'risham de amok bedin chomer. They get a chomer. V'tzadik et ha'ach v'ach, even though they didn't do anything wrong, bedin akal. By Shvua Sheker, they get din akal. So that's different levels. You have four levels. You get nothing, din akal, din chomer, and dine. And for example, by Shvua Sheker, you don't have the nothing, tzad, because there the Mishram, the Mishpachta, and the guy, the Veir, get Dinei. The Risham, the Alma, get Chomer. And Tzadikia, both get Dinakal. Mashenke, by Shara Veiris, only he himself gets a Din. The Risham, the Mishpachta, get Chomer. The Risham, the Alma, get Kal. And the Tzadikim, the Hachadacha, get nothing. And that's where the Gemara is explaining the Toikif and the Chomer and of a Shuas Sheker, Shuas Shav, how Chomer it is. It causes Inchim to the whole family and to the whole world.